fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena Penelope, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good. I'm excited to hear what we're talking about today.
So today we're going to talk about a show. It's a BBC show, but it's on Prime Amazon.
Oh, cool.
And it's called A Stitch in Time. And it's fashion historian Amber Butchart who has a look at historical portraits
Then
looks at the life of the person in the portrait and then goes and sees a historical seamstress or tailor or creator of clothes and they remake the clothing.
Oh, this is so up my alley.
In the same way that they would have been made originally.
Okay, so they're not just like making a cool 16th century gown, they're making it like it would have been made.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
It's all handmade. They'll be using like linen thread, which has to be waxed.
Oh, wow.
As they use it because it breaks otherwise.
Okay.
And there's 6 episodes. For instance, if we look at the second episode, they look at Jan van Eyck's Arunafini portrait. You know the one with the woman that she's wearing a green dress and concave mirror in the background and they recreate her dress.
And she's sort of standing in front of a four-poster bed,
Yeah, that's
and
the one.
And is there a man in it too? I'm remembering this from my memory.
Yeah, her and her husband and she's wearing a big green dress. It looks like she's pregnant.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And of course that wool dress, because there's so much fabric, indicates a lot of wealth, and they kind of talk about the art history of the picture, so they give you the provenance and it's quite fascinating. They also look at Dido Bell, who was like the first black aristocrat in English society. She was born into slavery, but her father was a naval officer and her uncle adopted her, and she was brought up as an equal,
right?
Like with her peers.
I think there was a movie about her,
yeah,
like a fictionalized kind of version about her a couple of years ago called Belle. This is again from memory, so do correct me if I'm wrong, listeners.
Yeah, and so that was taken from her portrait, which she is not actually equal in the picture, but it's at the time it was seen as kind of quite scandalous that she was actually even in the picture. One of the quite interesting ones is the hedge cutter, which is like a rare portrait of a person who's just who's not aristocratic or nobility, and he's wearing a handed down leather jacket.
Oh, wow.
Because, you know, once upon a time people used to hand their clothes down.
Mm.
And if you think of haute couture, people do that nowadays, but normally, like, you know, we
Double
don't buy
t-shirts,
yeah,
and
we
some
don't
jeans.
Kind of buy those sorts of clothes that we do hand down. We tend to kind of wear them or hand them on to secondhand shops. But the first episode is Charles II, who is quite fascinating because, of course, he is the Restoration King.
Yeah.
His father was beheaded. He was restored in 1660. And his father was executed for his extravagance and his expenditure and things like that. So when Charles came back to the throne, he had to kind of like give off this impression of being wealthy and being a king. Mm-hmm. So a lot of kingship and the imagery, but not spending too much money.
Right. So had to tread that line a little bit.
Yeah. And of course, up until Charles II, the French court had a very massive influence on the dress of the English court.
Oh, okay.
And he declared in 1666, and it's actually the 8th of October 1666.
Oh, wow. Just around the corner then.
Yeah. That, that they were no longer going to wear the French style in the court.
Imagine if, like, you know, the equivalent today of maybe like the Queen of England being like, nobody's wearing these clothes, or even just the Prime Minister being like, we are not dressing like this anymore. That is kind of wild.
It's kind of crazy, eh? And it's kind of like after they've had, you know, England had quite a, well, London had quite a hard time. They'd had like the Black Plague. And then they had the Great Fire I think it was the 6th or the 7th of October, 1666.
So
they had, you know, a lot of bad luck. And so they, you know, were really looking for some, nationalism and pride. And
right.
So he actually invented the long vest.
Oh, shout outs.
Which kind of made men look a bit leaner because, you know, the French style was kind of like this kind of balloon shaped thing that kind of went in as a V. They still had breeches.
Nice.
And Amber takes you through kind of the history of this, and they go and they talk to Nina Michaela, who is the person who makes the clothing by hand.
Cool.
And she explains how breeches were made. In modern day, we don't like to have a lot of seams, but in those days, they were very careful about how much cloth they used. So they had, right, like invisible seams and things like that, and it was all done by hand. And his
amazing.
His coat had over 100 buttons in the portrait that they use, which is him in the garden, wearing kind of like the gardener's uniform as well, but much more fancy.
Right.
And he's being handed a pineapple, which, you
that
know,
feels a bit extravagant.
Yeah, which shows his wealth. but it's quite... Yeah, I find it really, really fascinating because, you know, for me personally, I really love history. And so then I love the fact of, like, what people were using every day. And so he was credited as being the inventor of the three-piece suit, which is very quintessentially English.
Wow, that is so interesting. This I think, is such a fascinating bit of history, as you just said. Imagine being, you know, a fashion historian and stuff and understanding, you know, the kind of, like, skill and work you'd have to do to understand things like you're saying about the threads that are used and the way that things are made, because it has changed so much over time. I guess a lot of that knowledge has maybe been a little bit lost in the years a wee bit too.
Well, it took 7 years to become an apprentice tailor. There were no women, no female tailors whatsoever. It was always a men's role. Mm. And, you know, like, so they would have, you know, wool or linen as the lining, and they would use this linen thread, but then on top it would be silk.
Wow.
And silk thread. So they were very careful about the expenditure, and so they still used expensive things and got people to embroider things and that sort of stuff. But they were kind of like thrifty in the way that they did make things. And Charles also kind of dictated that, you know, in your everyday clothing, you should be kind of like a little more kind of beige, you know, so they kind of wore browns and beige and things. But when they did go to court, and they would be wearing silver, and it was very much like, you know, because Louis XIV, of course, the Sun King, it was all about image and absolute monarchy.
Yeah.
So they were trying to kind of recreate this, but in a thrifty way in the English court.
I mean, like, we're still in charge. We're still very rich and powerful, but we are still very sensible about money.
Yeah. Another kind of fascinating episode is on Edward, the Black Prince, and he's got a tomb somewhere. Sorry, I should have written that down. And they talk about his surcoat, his heraldic surcoat or jupon that was worn over the armour.
Oh, wow.
And so they recreate all these clothes, and Amber Bouchard puts it on and talks about the weight and stuff. And so Edward the Black Prince, you know, they went out, and he was a very courageous fighter, mm-hmm. and so he would wear his armor, and then they would wear this very thick vest over the top that was all embroidered with the coat of arms.
Wow.
And it would have weighed so much, so you imagine
a very,
like,
sweaty situation, I think,
swinging around a, you know, like a, I don't know,
big
30
sword.
Kilo sword with, you know, all this, like, embroidery and thick padding over the top, because it was padded. It was all padded.
Gosh.
And in that episode, they don't know how the jupon was padded, so they experiment in how they did it to make sure, because, of course, if you quilted it without the padding being in there first, and you were just stuffing it, it would have a weak point for the sword.
Right.
So it's kind of like all this construction is really quite fascinating, how they experiment and show you.
And also the, like, practical use of this clothing as well, because this is not just like a fashionable vest he's wearing. It's a piece of war clothing, you know, and for a battle. You got to think about, you know, weak points and stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know, that's crazy.
And it's also quite amazing that they use portraits to kind of recreate these. So they also look at, like, in the sixth episode, they look at Marie Antoinette, and at one stage, I guess a lot of people may have seen the Kirsten Dunst film, and she ends up having, like, a garden kind of house that she lives in. It's kind of like the garden shed, but in actual fact it's another palace.
Very bougie.
She ends up
shed.
Kind of running around in cotton voile chemise, and they you know, that's considered to be a 90, and there's a very famous portrait of Marie Antoinette in her 90, but she's just kind of running around trying to be free of all the stays and the hoops and things like that. And at the time, that was very, like, it was shown in the Paris Salon, and it was taken down because it was seen as pornographic.
Wow.
And they recreate that dress. And
oh, this sounds like such a cool TV series. Remind us of what it's called again,
so
Penny.
It's called A Stitch in Time, and it's on BBC Four. But if you are in New Zealand, you can watch it on Prime Amazon.
Awesome. That sounds like a really cool show. I'm definitely going to go and watch this. We've had a text in from someone who said, OMG, Amber is amazing. Love that series. She's also apparently in the Pierre Cardin documentary movie. So that's pretty cool.
I haven't seen that, so that's cool. I'll
put that one
out
on the list.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Penelope Noir. You've picked us a track this morning. What is it?
Well, I thought because at one point Louis XIV, when he heard about the English making a vest and kind of not being into French fashion anymore, he decided to dress all his footmen in the English vest as a slight. So I thought we'd listen to this song, which is by Louis XIV. Finding out true love is blind.
Fantastic. Wow, it's such a sassy move. Cheers, yeah, Penny.
Thanks.
This is Louis XIV with Finding Out True Love is Blind, picked by Penny to go with our fashion segment this morning. I'm glad you guys enjoyed that. Stitch in Time is the name of the show. You can find it on Amazon Prime. And it is a BBC 4 production originally. Thank you very much, Penelope Noir.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.